if it's only one side, you have right to stop him. But when there are two different sides there, then you should know the Baal HaGag is there to stay. He's always going to use this gutter, whether it's either on the right side or the left side. Therefore, yesh lam kreim chazaka, the owner should have made a machor. Rabbi Chanina Amar B'chinas said this, Har marze vein le chazaka. This small gutter doesn't have a chazaka, that the Baal HaChotzer, the neighbor where the water is falling into his property, has the right to tell the owner of the gag, stop, to take your gutter away. I don't want the water to come into my chotzer anymore. Then it's called Amar Zavein Lechazoka. Shim Hoya Oruch Mekatzer. That means, let's say the gutter was very long. I have a right to tell you it's too long. I want you to make it shorter. But V'yesh to Mekayim Lechazoka. What does that mean? Shim Bolu Oikroi Ein Oikroi. That the Baal HaChotzer has no right to tell him, take away the gutter completely. Like once the Baal HaGag used the gutter, you should have known he's going to keep it there. It's only a question you can make it, you can tell him to make it shorter. Longer, shorter, that's not a kriyas. This type of a gutter is like movable, you can tell him move it around. But to tell him, I don't want you to use it anymore, that's called yesh tam kreim chazaka, you can't uproot him. Rabbi Yirmi bar Abba Omar, hamar zev ein le chazaka. What does the Mishnah mean to say again, that a small gutter, a portable gutter, has no chazaka, shim reitza livnoi tachtav baina, that if you want to build underneath it, you have a right to. That's what it means to say. Rishbam says, shim reitza baal hachotzer livnoi tachtav baina binyanoi, that if the next door, the neighbor's property, if the neighbor wants to build something there where your gutter is coming off, the water's running down and bothering him, he has a right to tell you, stop it, because now he wants to build something. Hashem megiyah lamarzev lemotzi toyin baal hagag, underneath the marzev, I have a right to do what I want there. If I want to build there, I have a right to build there. That's what it means. Forget, this is called a marzev in a chazaka. That shim roitza livna is tachtav baina. If the Baal HaChotzer wants to build something under the gutter, the Baal HaGag can't stop him. But v'yesh to mekayim mechazaka, what does that mean? Shem bo lo oikroi ein oikroi. If you want to tell the Baal of the Gag, take your gutter and take it away altogether, that you can't tell him. It's only the Baal HaChotzer has a right to build something underneath the gutter. The place underneath is not meshubid. But the actual mukam we're using, the gmarzev, that he has a right to tell you to stop, that he can't tell you to stop. That he can't be oikroi. That's called the Mekaymai Chazaka, Shimboli Oikri Ein Oikri. He has the right to throw away the actual gutter. Tanam, learn like this in our Mishnah. Hamaschila Yeshla Chazaka. The Mishnah makes a chilik between a marzev, that's a small one, a portable one, and a maschila, that's a permanent one, that's a big one. That's Yeshla Chazaka. So, Bishlei Malaman Diyomar, Hanech Tarti Shapir. The one that says, Rashbam says, so the shul diyama ain lechazokim ruachachas. Shap itzvach lemeimor. Avra maschila yesh tachazoko. The dove kfiyasu. Rein regidom liyokim emokim emokim. So you have to say a chiddush that in the ratio there's no chazoko on both places, only one place. Here, no matter where you are, it's called the good chazoko. Elu leman diyama. Shim roitza livnois tachtav vayna. Mein afku laminei. The chur, if the whole shat from the chazoko is that ain lechazoko just means if the Baal HaChotzer wants to build something underneath the marzev, he has a right to. So what should be the difference? Even the maschiler also. Even though the Baal HaGag has his permanent gutter there, it's a long one that goes along the whole roof, but so what? The Baal HaChotzer, Lechura, has the right to build underneath the gutter. So what should be the difference between the maschiler and the first case of a marzev? So where it says, Hocha b'maschiler sho binyan askinen. Here we're talking about this maschilah, this gutter, is shobinyan that's made out of stones. The yomalei lenicha ledet diroi ashisoi. Enechnami here taka ein lachazaka means that if you have your gutter made from bricks, and the bricks now are lying on my wall, so I have a right to say, listen, your bricks are going to ruin my wall. I don't want your bricks to lie, to rely, to put all the weight should be on top of my walls. It'll ruin my wall. Penacham in the sefer means stronger than that. Hamaschil yesh tachazaka means you have a right. The response to the Omer Lichlin, I don't want you, Shetiv Natasta, to build underneath it, to Tiroa Shisoy Kloimar. Ma'achila Shali Tipol, Lekel Makvoy, Sagarzin. That's the pshat over here. A little different. We're talking about now that you have your gutter made out of bricks, and it's sticking out. Now here, it's called Yeshla Chazoka, means that you have a right to stop the Bala Chotzer from building something underneath it. Even though the property underneath it you don't really own, but the pshat is, you have now this gutter sticking out made from bricks. It's strong, it's permanent-like. It's fragile. That the banging of it will break it. So therefore, you have a right to stop the owner of the chotzer from building something underneath it, because when he builds underneath it, his banging there may break your stone gutter. So that's the chiddush of the sefer. That a maschila yeshlo chazoka, that means if you use the maschila for 3 years already, and now the owner of the chotzer wants to build something underneath it, you have a right to stop him there. You have a right to tell him that that building may break my maschila. All right, turn over. So again, I don't want that your banging underneath it will break down my maschila. Omer Rav Yehuda Mar Shmuel, Sinor Hamakaleach Mayim Lachotzach Averoi. If you have this gutter, you have a gutter that takes your dirty water out of your house and deposits it in your friend's chotzer. That's called Sinor Hamakaleach Mayim Lachotzach Averoi. Obo Balhagag Lisoismoi. And now the Balagag wants to clog it up. So Balhachot Makvinolo. The Balachotzer has the right to stop him and tell him, no, you're not allowed to clog up your gutter. Why? The same way you have a right to use my chotzer to throw your water out is the dinami konali maya tiyagrecha. You should know, I also have the right to have the water coming to my chotzer. In other words, most probably the pshat is that the Baal HaChotzer wants that water to come into his chotzer. In other words, again, like zenena. You have dirty water on your roof. You want to get rid of it. You don't want it to drip down on your walls. It'll ruin your wall. So what do I do, your neighbor? The neighbor says, listen, I need that water. That water comes into my chotzer. It'll irrigate. It'll water my chotzer. It'll water the lawn. So very good. I'll give you permission to let your gutter come, and the water should run down into my chotzer. So the permission goes both ways. I'm giving you permission to use your gutter into my chotzer, but who are then? You have to make sure the water comes into my chotzer. You don't have a right now to be seismoid. You don't have a right to clog up the hole to stop the water from coming down. It's not done like this. Rabbi Oishiyo Omar, Ma'akid, you have a right to stop him. You have a right to stop him from closing up the water. Rashman says, Ma'akid Abalagag. The Balachotzer has a right to stop the Balagag from closing up his gutter. Rabbi Chomer Omar ain't a makiv. No, you have no right to stop him. Rashman says, Loi shibid loi meimov. Helako yimeshiyu yordim chateroi. I wasn't mishabedang and let you have the water always. Just that as long as I have my gutter here, as long as it's working, the water will go to you. But now that I want to close up my gutter, I have a right to. So it's a machlokes. Rabbi Oishiyu and Rabbi Chomer. So also they went, Shailul le Rabbi Bisa. They went to ask Rabbi Bisa. Omalu Meyakev, he said yes, that the Bala Chotzer has the right to stop the Bala Gag from clogging up, stopping the water, the flow of the gutter. Koriole Rami Bachoma. Her Bachoma called upon him that the Achot HaMeshul is not a Meheri Yinote. And the third one will not be ripped away. In other words, like Apostle Rashi Rosh Bam says, Gashim Nami, Hepi Zerocho, Hepi Zerocho, Midor Shlishi Vielach, Terem Achzeros Lachtani Shaloi. So, Zera Boishio, Benoish Rabbi Choma, Benoish Rabbi Biso, and we take a Paschal like him. The Taka said what? That Ma'akiv, that he does have a right, the Bala Chotzer has a right to stop the Bala Gag from clogging up the flow of water. Now the Mishnah says, Sulama Mitzriyan Chazoka, this small ladder, even though you're putting your ladder on my wall for 3 years already, and now I wake up, I want you to stop, I've right to tell you to stop, there's no Chazoka. Hechidomi Sulama Mitzri, what's considered a small ladder?
Amidveri Abyanai Kol Shein Loi Arbo Chavokin. Doesn't even have four planks, not even four steps to go up the ladder. That's called a small ladder. Such a small ladder, the owner is not makpid. The Bala Kaiso doesn't mind if you put it there. So even though you're there 3 years, that's not a chazaka. Now, chalein hamitzris ain lo chazaka. A small window has no chazaka. And later on, the Bala Chotzer says, I want you to close up that window. I don't want that you can see me. You have to close it. My shino gabi sulam. To learn the forish, how come the Mishnah does not explain what a mitzri ladder is? What type of a ladder it is? Well, my shino gabi chalon de meforish. How come by a window, it makes a chalik of the Mishnah between a sulam, a ladder, a mitzri, and between a chalain mitzri? So how come the Mishnah only explains what a chalain mitzri is, and does not explain what a sulam, what a ladder is? Tomorrow says, Mishum the kaboye fluger of Yehuda the Seifa. Because you want to say over what Reb Yehuda argues in the Seifa. That Yehuda does not make a chilek. The Tanakh first we explain it's a chilek whether a person's head can get in there or not. And then Reb Yehuda says no, that whether even though a head cannot go in there, but if there is a frame around the window, that's called a kva. So since we want to say what Reb Yehuda's shita is, therefore we explain what a chaloyin ha-mitzvah is. The Gemara says, the Koboi, it's Luger of Yehuda the Seifa. So therefore explains it, what a chaloyin is, a chaloyin ha-mitzvah, a small window is, that a head cannot fit through there. Then it says, Reb Yehuda shita, even though a head cannot fit through there, if there's a frame, then it's called a kviyas. Omer Rabbi Zeira.
If the window is in the wall less than Dalar Amos, then we have a chazaka. But the Rashbam explained this is going on a big type of by a chaloyin suri. That the Mishnah says a chaloyin suri has a chazaka. That's only talking about though if it's lamata midal damas. Therefore, if you have such a window in the house, like you could see through, and you bother the other person, therefore it has a chazaka. The yacholim chis, and therefore the balachotza could stop you from opening such a window. But lamala miyarba amos, let's say the window in your house is above dal damas, it's more than four amos above the ground in the house, then ain't like chazaka. There's no chazaka, because the balachotza thought, listen, you'll never look out anyway, it's too high for you to look out. And you can't stop him from making such a window either. Since his dal damas tall, he mustam doesn't look out. Rabbi Loyom, Rabbi Loyom says, no, afilu lamala miyarba amos, ain't like chazaka. The true lamalum yamavus is no chazaka, but the yochol imchos you have a right to stop him from making such a window. So what's the machlekes? Let's say the koyfen al midas sadoim kamiflagi. The machlekes is that we could force you to stop doing something like a midas sadoim. Like midas sadoim is ein mahan al chaveiro. You don't give him any enjoyment, even though you're not losing anything. The Masav a Koifin, we have a right to stop him. Or Masav Rain Koifin. That's the question. You have a right to be Moicha to stop him from making such a window, even though you're not going to lose out. So Moros says, Lord, that's not the Machlekes over here. To Kuli Yalma Koifin, everybody else with Koifin on Midas Doim. Means if you want to do something to stop me and you're not going to lose out, you have no right to stop me. So that's not the reason why we can be Moicha, why the Balachot can stop you from building a window. But rather it's like this, Vishani Hocho, to Yomulei, the Balachotzer has a right to say to the Balachaloin, Zimnin de Mois Vishashifa to Secha. Sometimes you're going to put a stool underneath you. The Kayamta, and you'll stand up on top of the stool, the Kochosis, and you'll see what I'm doing. So therefore, even though the window is Dal Damas tall, still it's possible that you may get up there and look out. Therefore, the Balachotzer has a right to stop him from making such a window. Because he has a right to say, you're bothering me. You're going to look outside and see what I'm doing in my privacy. Now, who the Osla Kaim de Rabami? Someone came in front of Rabami. Shadra the Kaim de Rababa, Bar Mamul, or Malay, Ovid Lake, the Rabbi Loi. You do like Rabbi Loi, Omar Shmuel. Because Rabbi Loi said, Afil Lamala Meyar Bamais, is then like Hazoka, but the Yokal Imchus. You have a right to stop him. Now, no, my Shmuel says, let's say somebody's opening up a window in his house for the purpose of light to come in.
So then, afilu kol sheyesh la chazaka. No matter how small the window is, there it's called a chazaka. Because since you're opening it in order to have light in the house, that's called the nusa de kviyusa. Like that, you're going to live and stay, you're going to let it stay there. So therefore, the balachotza should have made a machor. And if he did not make a machor, that's a chazaka. You have a right to keep the window there. All right, we'll stop here. In other words, even though it's a small window, still here it has a chazaka. Because if it's done for the light, for sure you're going to keep it there. It's going to be permanent. All right, we'll stop here. You were holding Daf Nunte Somer Aleph, here by the bottom, by the Mishnah. That the Mishnah starts off and says, Haziz Atefach, is Yeshle Chazaka. If you have this something projecting out of your house, going into somebody else's chotzer, and the other person knows you have a kaisel, and right next to your kaisel is somebody else's chotzer. So you have a beam sticking out, going over into his chotzer. So if the beam sticks out of tefach, then lemaisa it should bother the other person, and he should have been meicher, should have protested and tell you, I don't want your beam sticking out into my chotzer. So since he did not protest, he did not make a machor, therefore it's called haziz yesh lechazaka. It's called that you have a chazaka, you have a right to leave it there. The other person cannot change his mind. You have a right to leave this ziz out there. That's called yesh lechazaka. In other words, like even though really you're bothering him, the fact you have something sticking out over his property, so he, of course, he has a right to stop you, but if he did not stop you for the last 3 years, this is like regular chazaka, cheskas gimel shonim, the fact you're using it for 3 years, that's the proof that he gave you permission to use it. So here, you should have made a machor then. And if you did not make a machor,